fellas. Clay Smith, he played 55 games for the Western Bulldogs. He was in the forward line when they beat the Swans to win the 2016 Premiership. Now, injuries, which included three knee reconstructions, ended his AFL career at 25. He's now 30, in fact, almost 31. And he won his first professional bout in boxing in December. On Saturday, he fights in the Pretender 2 contender card at Melbourne Pavilion. He's fighting Damien Locke, who used to play for Carlton in the AFL as well. That card, by the way, is headed by the Australian middleweight title fight between, well, horse trainer, who we spoke to recently on the show, Mitch Leek, and Adrian Rodriguez. So, great to speak to Clay Smith, who joins us this morning. Morning, Clay. How are you?
Morning, lads. I'm good. Very well.
4 days out. How are the confidence levels this deep into the preparation?
Yeah, they're very high at the moment. Obviously, it's been a hard slog over the last 3 months. All the hard work's pretty much done now, apart from Saturday night where we get to get in and have some fun. But this week's more freshen up and make sure the weight's on point for Friday at the weigh-ins. And then the gloves come on and we put on the show.
Tell us about that process then this week. What weight are you fighting at that you have to get to and how are you going to do it? What's the plan?
Well, I'm going to get down to 76.2, which is when my trainer Ty first told me, I thought it was ridiculous. I played footy at 85, so I'm dropping 9 kilos on that. I've had fights at 78, but weight's fine, mate. I weigh myself every morning at the moment just to make sure. I was 77.9 this morning, so about a kilo and a half off. And so weigh in on Friday and we should get there pretty easy in the end. But start of camp, I wasn't quite sure how I was going to get down to 76. I didn't know if it was possible with the body I had.
Yeah, and what about boxing, mate? The differences between boxing and football in terms of the team environment and the individual environment. And why did you want to get involved in boxing?
Yeah, I guess it's still a team environment. I got into boxing probably for my mental side to start with. I lost all that competitive. I wasn't allowed to play sport anymore and sort of was battling and I needed something to focus on and get fit again. And that was probably the first outlet. And then, had a couple of fights. And then Team Alice got me on their cards. And just the people out there in the gym and the environment, it's a really good place to be around. And keeps me out of trouble, keeps me fit. And you can make some money out of it too. But it's probably just that little bit of competitive drive that I needed. Needed to burn that candle a little bit more and still got a fair bit left in the tank in that area. And as long as I'm not sprinting around, changing direction and tackling and stuff, then I can walk around a boxing ring and throw my hands just fine. Mm.
And how far do you want to go with it? Is it an Australian title something you'd look at or world title? What, like, where are you at?
Still very early on in my career, obviously. Second pro fight this Saturday. Had 4 fights before that, just in the amateur. Not too sure how far I want to go. But definitely going to stick at it for a little while yet. Probably another 4 or 5 years, and we'll see how the body holds up. But as long as the head can take it and the body can take it, then, we'll wait and see where it goes. But just looking to obviously verse someone better each time and test myself every time and doing that with Damien. Obviously, I think he's had 11 pro fights, so the last guy I fought had only had one. So, it's a bit of a step up, someone with a bit more experience in the ring, but really looking forward to it.
Clay, I was looking forward to talk to you because one of the things that came to my mind when I heard you were on is I'd love to know an AFL player that has 3 knee reconstructions, then going into boxing. I heard you say before you can get around the ring. The challenge to do that in a boxing environment, because you know how much you've got to push off your legs, but also the mental side. How have you coped with that?
I'm a pretty stubborn person, to be honest. As long as I can, if I can physically do it, then I'll do it. It doesn't mean I'm not in pain some sessions. Like we still do some runs and stuff with boxing, but my hips gives me a bit of grief as well these days. I think I had 3 recos and 3 clean outs on the right knee, so I probably overloaded the left side of my hip a little bit much, and that needs to needs a clean out at some stage too. But as long as I can still jog and walk around, and I'm going to do something physical and something competitive, and boxing scratches that itch. Play a little bit of golf as well, but yeah, boxing's definitely given me a bit of a drive.
Yeah, you mentioned the tough times that you've been through then, Clay, with three ACL injuries, and obviously AFL was the sport that you loved and you wanted to play till you retired, but that was taken away from you. And we've spoken on this program, and we spoke about it today, about the mental health of players and finding something after football. And it's difficult when it's taken away from you, when it's not your decision. And you mentioned your mental health. How did you cope? But also, what advice would you give to others when all of a sudden your footy career has stopped and it's been taken away from you?
Yeah, it is definitely hard. And if I'm being honest, I didn't cope for two and a half years. I probably went to the darkest time in my life and was in a pretty bad place. And it wasn't until I finally spoke up and got help that I started to come out the other side. But it was a long process. I was seeing a psychiatrist and psychologist for 2 years. And it was probably just finding the things that made me happy in life again. And I got back involved with footy and I started coaching. Started coaching down at Willie C. Wise as an assistant. Moved out to Point Cook, did a year there as an assistant, and this is my second year as a head coach out there now. So that was sort of a big help, and boxing was the other. Just finding something that I could do, and I always liked training, liked to compete. So that was probably my thing to compete in, but also just the coaching side, and probably just knowing that I still belong in footy, still have a part to play. I can still pass on knowledge, help other kids get better, help other men get better, and have an impact on a football club.
The fitness and everything would be there, obviously, from the AFL, but to be able to go into the boxing ring, how much has Team Ellis Boxing, which you are with, how much has that helped you progress your boxing career and improve your skills?
Yeah, heaps. And as you said before in that introduction, blokes like Mitch Leake, who's fighting for the Australian title this Saturday night, just being around blokes like that, Tommy Fitzgerald, Tuan Farm, like, there's some amazing people down there. Mike was rough trains in the gym, Taylor Harris, like, they got some world-class boxers down there, and the trainers, Ty and Topic, and everyone else down at the gym. Like, it's just a great environment to train in, and the boys that you train with, they just push you. And then I guess just your competitive juices just get flowing, and you want to try and better each other, but it's only helping each other get better. So, like, we run Heartbreak Hill. We train 3-4 times a week. We're there every Friday night at 7:30, like, you're putting in the hours when everyone else is there partying or drinking or doing whatever they're doing. So there's sacrifices that you got to make, but I don't know, like, it's just nice, probably just staying focused and keeping healthy.
Here's your chance, Clay. Is there an opposition player or an ex-opposition player you'd love to having take on in the ring? Or a teammate? Surely there was a chirpy teammate that you'd love to put one on.
Oh, no. Me and Livy used to have good little scraps back in the Bulldogs days. We did a bit of body sparring. But a lot of the blokes that Toby Green's probably one that comes to mind that you wouldn't mind throwing the gloves on with. We had a couple of run-ins. Look, don't get me wrong. I think Toby's a ripper player. And I think if you played with him, you'd absolutely love him. But when you play against him, it's a different story. Too focused, I guess, on the footy side of it at the moment. It's probably more going down the boxing side. And at the start, it was probably that sort of thing. And it just so happens that Damien Locke did play footy, but obviously had 11 pro fights now. So, look, if something like that comes along, then we'll do it. Obviously, it'd be a good show and a fair few people would want to watch a few of those. But, I sort of leave my opposition up to my trainer.
Yeah. Well, a mate of mine was Paul Gallen, and Gal made a lot of money out of it.
Yeah.
He made a lot. Yeah, could be the path you go down.
Clay, we really appreciate your time. Go well Saturday night against Damien Locke.
Yeah, look, I better give a shout-out to the two work boys. I've got Geordie Noir and Will Sparks over there. They're listening in. So I'm not working at the moment and sitting in the car, so I better give them a shout-out.
great stuff. Mate, thanks heaps. Enjoy.
No worries. Thanks, mate.